Funding for the arts is a consistent topic in any community that is striving for a vibrant and thriving art scene. Currently, there is a proposal that would have Visit Tallahassee take over administration of a grant process that is presently controlled by COCA. Gina Jordan sits down with Tristan Wood to discuss.
Tristan, we like the arts.
Yeah, I love the arts, absolutely.
What would be your favorite form of the arts?
Well, I'm really a big fan of live music, specifically electronic music. So for those of you that don't listen, the stuff that has like wubs in it, has like a really loud abrasive electronic noise, basically the noises that if I played it, you know, through a speaker in the middle of an afternoon on a Saturday, the neighbors would call and complain. You
know? Okay, good. I like the theater. I like music. So, you know, lots of arts groups in Tallahassee. It's a great place if you're into the arts. And many of these groups, as we know, are very concerned about a proposal that would impact COCA, which is the Council on Culture and Arts. So there's this proposal to have Visit Tallahassee take over administration of the grant process that is currently controlled by COCA.
Yes, on that a little bit more. Currently, there's this penny tax that about 20% of that goes to arts and culture grants. COCA oversees the administration of that grant money. It's around $2 million annually. This proposal would put it under the purview of Visit Tallahassee, which is a branch of Leon County's government. Leon County's government controls it directly. It's not an independent nonprofit body like COCA is.
Mm-hmm. So this came up recently. It was heard at a county commission meeting. Our intern, Elena Babb, went to Lake Ella just to hear what folks think about this proposal, and she found a handful of people who wanted to weigh in.
And it's very frustrating. I think COCA is better suited because that's what the program is for. It's for arts and culture. Visit Tallahassee is broader and less specific for arts and culture.
I believe the Council of Arts and Culture is more suited to administer these grants just because they have more knowledge on the area.
So giving it to something that's more emphasizing tourism, I don't think is the best place to allocate that money.
In order, that was Sequoia Haidt-Kausch, Chinoa Trinoska, and Brianna Donaldson. Tristan, much like what commissioners heard in public comment, folks consistently wondered why that money should be taken from COCA to be managed by Visit Tallahassee.
If you have been following some of the big events in Tallahassee lately, Visit Tallahassee had a hand in bringing some pretty large events that had pretty significant economic draws. They had a hand in bringing the Savannah Bananas to town. They had a hand in the promotion around bringing the Alabama Shakes to town. And those have been viewed largely as wins. Another thing they helped bring to town was that cross-country world championship that mm-hmm. was a big success. So part of the logic from proponents of that and from some county officials is they've had these successes, and bringing that $2 million under that purview would be really successful in promoting local art and culture to broader outside Tallahassee and be more of an economic driver with that money.
Mm. And this particular money, it's part of Leon County's tourist development tax. So a chunk of that tax goes strictly to arts and cultural grants administered by COCA. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. So that money and how COCA focuses spending that money is largely encouraging the development and the engagement of arts and culture from people that live in Leon County, right? So Visit Tallahassee is focused on bringing in these large draws that are going to bring in people from all around. If you think about the Savannah Bananas and the Alabama Shakes, I was at the Shakes, right? I was there taking photographs. When I was speaking with people that I was photographing or just like interacting with people, I mean, you had people from all over Southern Georgia, Southern Alabama, and all over the panhandle come to see that show, right? So that's the type of draw that brings in people who know about the Shakes and come and stay at a hotel, frequent restaurants, bring a lot of tax revenue and tourism dollars to the region. However, you know, the Alabama Shakes, they're a wonderful band, but they're from Northern Alabama, right? They're not a Tallahassee group. They're not a group that's taking the lived experiences of people living in Tallahassee and turning into art, right? So what COCA does is it encourages people that live you know, every day in the region to get involved with creating art and creating culture of all different types, providing groups, you know, that want to pursue a project with grants to pursue that artistic enrichment project, give funding for arts education programs. Those types of projects are what COCA really has its hand in tons of arts groups all around Leon County.
Yeah.
And that's a divide that during public comment at this commission meeting when it came up, that's a divide that a lot of the public speakers really hit on and was really at the base of their concern that they were expressing.
Mm-hmm. So they heard from County Administrator Vince Long during this meeting. He explained that this proposal is a structural change and it's nothing personal against COCA.
The current structure limits the board's ability to set the amount of this funding through your annual budget process and therefore precludes your ability to evaluate performance and determining that level of funding. It similarly precludes your ability to evaluate performance, to establish community or strategic priorities for these dollars, or to identify efficiencies through your budget development process. Under the current structure, the county's investment of cultural programming is tied to whatever one penny of TDT generates. That penny has grown significantly to $2 million annually, and under the current model, these revenues go directly to COCA, mostly for re-granting. This amount represents more than 2.5 times the funding level of all other TDT grant programs, which includes special events, sports funding, legacy, and signature events grants, but in this unique case, without the board's consideration through the annual budget process. Perhaps as important, commissioners, as we detail in this item, the current structure limits our ability to fully align how we fund culture and arts in our community with the significant capabilities and resources of Leon County Tourism, which is an opportunity and an option for the board to consider. This would align culture and arts funding with tourism's other grant processes, their professional administrative oversight and infrastructure, their significant marketing and advertising efforts, as well as our ability to align more closely with the organizational and operational capacities of the broader Leon County organization. Again, the intent of which would be maximizing the impacts of these dollars in the community and to realize approximately $213,000 in annual operating cost savings, including $150,000 in general revenue relief annually. Commissioners, we saw recently with the World Cross Country Championships and with the county bicentennial events what's possible when we leverage the strength of our county tourism with all of the resources of the county organization, and this can't be overstated. Those are the two high-level issues for the board to consider, commissioners. One, the board's ability as a fiduciary to evaluate and establish the amount of this funding on an annual basis. And two, to consider the benefits, cost savings, and potential impacts of leveraging the full resources of the county organization by bringing this re-granting function in-house through the Leon County Division of Tourism.
So that's the simple explanation, and there were dozens of public speakers. This is local musician Melinda Lanigan, who had a story about growing up without the arts.
I've been a resident of Tallahassee and Leon County since 1989 when I moved here to go to Florida State. And I was going to talk about a lovely article that I read just this morning by Ms. Turnbull, who's sitting behind me. But I'm not going to do that because a lot of these things have been addressed already by so many people that have spoken here. I just want to talk about for a second what it's like to come from an arts desert. I'm from Levy County, a Title I school. The only arts that we had were from the parents who decided to put on the school plays, from the teachers in the schools who were able to teach piano on the side that I took from the time I was 5 years old, from the arts teachers that were willing to go the extra mile from kids who happened to be interested in what they were doing outside of school. I was the one who didn't fit in. I was the one whose art programs, I benefited from those. When I moved up here at 17 years old to go to Florida State, this whole area, Leon County, Tallahassee, I was a really small fish in this gigantic ocean. Williston had 2,000 people. I think today it has 2,200. Hadn't grown a whole lot. And the arts there, it's still a desert. And it makes a difference for kids like me to come to some place that has so much more available. I've been a musician here for 34 years. I'm in a cover band. We play originals sometimes too. It's a lot of fun. And we do attract some people to come here from out of the Tallahassee area, but I try to enrich this area with what I do. My husband and I have a band, and we just want to contribute to the arts. I feel like COCA does that. And hopefully working in conjunction with Visit Tallahassee, this partnership can remain. I strongly encourage you all to really give this some more thought. It affects people not just on a tourism level, not just on a county level. It affects us all on a personal level. What are we without our art? What are we? And I also want you all to consider how does SB 1134, how is it going to affect this partnership? Will we be able to have programs for the LGBTQ plus community? Can we have Pride Fest? Will we have the Asian festivals? Can we have things that celebrate emancipation? Can we have those things? That law is just a stepping stone, I believe, to other oppression that will come forth. Our arts is how we deal with this.
The folks at the meeting also heard from the county's Matt Cavell. He gave this presentation about the proposal and explained some of the weedy stuff.
There are laws that determine how TDT money, tourist development tax money, can be spent. There's a legal structure by which it can be applied, which is, there are a lot of words, but generally speaking, it is to bring in visitors from out of the community into the community, is that application of tourist development tax. In this specific instance, the board had passed an ordinance in 2014 that dedicates 20% of our five pennies, one penny, 20% of the total collection of tourist development tax to flow directly towards COCA's utilization for arts and culture and marketing programming. In the past decade, more than $15 million has been generated by the penny. So that arts and culture that flows into COCA. So that's $15 million over the past 10 years that have gone to COCA for arts and culture grants and marketing that this board has not had authority nor oversight over during that time. That number has nearly doubled in the past 10 years to the chart that you see in front of you, which is about $2 million. That $2 million, again, established by ordinance in the tourist development plan by this board, flows to COCA to do the things that we've talked about over the night.
Matt Cavell also noted that the county controls all other grant programs except those that fall under COCA's purview.
Every other county TDT-funded program, that's sports and special events and legacy and signature and all those things that we're very familiar with that we hear so much about, put names on them, it's Word of South and Chain of Parks, and Carrie's going to talk a little bit more about that as quickly as we can. All of those programs, those guidelines, those considerations are brought to this board. This board has authority over the budget established for all of those other county TDT-supported programs. The penny is dedicated to COCA. So I want to be clear that during this process, too, while the penny has grown, the structure beneath that application of the penny has not grown. While the penny has grown, the structure has not. And that's the conversation we're having tonight, is about a structure that meets the expectations of the board when it comes to oversight and setting priorities. And it creates an incredible amount of opportunity to amplify the application of arts and culture by aligning it with county tourism.
Interesting, there were also concerns about the funding level of COCA versus other tourist development tax grant programs, like you mentioned,
exactly. The
sports, the special events. So supporters say this move would allow more integration of local cultural events into the larger tourism marketing effort. Is that your take?
I mean, that's essentially one of the main selling points that Visit Tallahassee is saying. They're saying that we've promoted these big wins to a larger audience. If we took this money, we'd be able to, you know, promote the unique cultural offerings of Tallahassee and Leon County to a broader audience. There were some concerns there from the people that came from public comment, though, that doing so would focus a lot of the spending on broadcasting the arts and culture out to draw people in, as opposed to having it circulate within the local infrastructure to support the people doing it day to day.
So not necessarily to help the local groups.
Yeah, that was their concern. That was at least one of the concerns with this issue coming up from folks that spoke during public comment.
Yeah, and it's worth noting that COCA really issued the call. Please come talk to the commissioners. Yes. Please be there on our behalf.
Yes.
So Tom Flanagan recently caught up with Kathleen Spihar about this. She is executive director of COCA.
So unfounded rumors of the demise of COCA, they're all pretty much overblown, you think?
Well, it would really impact any kind of change that's this monumental is going to impact the whole entire sector, and it will definitely impact COCA. And so, you know, at this point, we're in discussions, but what we're talking about now is that there'd be a dramatic reduction in services. There'd be a dramatic change in the way that the grants program works. We fund year-round programming, so you're talking about tourism programming 365 days a year. We got that down. We've got all the relationships with our different community members and our organizations, our artists, all of our business owners. And we have, you know, this year we were able to bring in over $250,000 of additional monies to the to Leon County. And so those are some of the threats. So that's right now, we're there. So take that seriously. Absolutely. But one of the things I really want to reiterate is that we are here. We are happy to continue these conversations, and we absolutely want to make sure that arts, culture, history, and heritage through COCA is as robust as it can be.
So, Tristan, we heard people upset about this say that this was a surprise agenda item, that COCA got a week's notice. Is that the case?
Yeah, they got a week's notice with it being on the agenda this time, right? But this issue about whether COCA is the group that has oversight over this program has kind of been an issue that's popped up year to year to year because their oversight's renewed every year. So while Visit Tallahassee emerging as a replacement is a newer development, it has been a conversation for a while about whether the control of these grants stay in the hands of COCA.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, if the county just wants more oversight, why wouldn't they simply ask for more oversight, like metrics, for example?
I mean, that was one of the reasonings that Visit Tallahassee gave, that they were talking about how when they spend money, they collect metrics about hotel frequency, like how much hotel populations go up when they have an event. You know, other hard economic metrics that they can point to and say, this is the economic impact. When we spent these public dollars, here's how much of a benefit it came to the larger ecosystem. So they can like denote their bang for your buck. But if you think about what COCA does, since it's a lot of these, the money going out to many smaller groups that have a lot of people that like live in Leon County, it's harder to quantify that necessarily in a cleaner way. I mean, that's one of the things that COCA and a lot of people that spoke on behalf of COCA did. It's like if you're funding a group that has regular cultural education about how to do a certain type of art in the community. Like, that's not going to be as easy to quantify as here's this big event on one day that drew in a couple thousand people, right? It's a little bit harder to point out and evidence. But that more oversight question about what metrics the county gets from COCA about its impact, that's one of the things that county commissioners during the meeting brought up that they want to discuss at, you know, this later workshop in June to try to see what metrics or what changes they're going to want if they decide to give this grant writing money power to COCA. They're discussing, you know, what metrics they really want to add if they decide to leave that power with COCA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what the commission decides could have a big impact on Carrie Post. She is executive director of Visit Tallahassee, and she gave a presentation during that commission meeting and I think really set herself up as someone who can manage arts grants.
I have long been a big supporter of arts and culture. When I moved to Tallahassee nearly 30 years ago for a job at Visit Florida when it was first created, as a vice president there, I headed up the arts and cultural tourism for the entire state of Florida for over 11 years. So I have great experience, again, working with local arts agencies. I also was the Florida Deputy Secretary of State for about 5 years, where my responsibilities included overseeing both the divisions of both arts and culture and historical resources. I have and will always continue to strongly advocate for arts and culture. We have the knowledge and the expertise, and I'm really excited, quite frankly, about the potential opportunity here. In my experience, again, very much statewide, as well as here locally, every great destination has a strong local arts agency. But not every local arts agency relies on tourist development tax funding for over 80% of their annual budget. So aligning the arts and cultural program and marketing into tourism, again, the tourist development dollars, would significantly increase the impact and the momentum, I believe, for arts and culture in our community.
So would Carrie Post manage and distribute these grants, Tristan? Or do you think she would need to hire someone who would likely come at a cost that may not save the county any money as far as administration?
I mean... That's hard to say at this point. We don't necessarily have those metrics put out, but I would imagine that if the vision is to expand Visit Tallahassee's purview to promote more of the Tallahassee native cultural draws broader, then, you know, that would come with responsibilities. A $2 million injection would come with a lot more responsibilities if they want to make up the work or replace the work that COCA is doing. I mean, that's a big influx and something that's going to require some shifting around.
Yeah.
At this point, with it being uncertain exactly what direction the county commission is going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to say at this point.
So why now? Do you know if there was anything specific that pushed this proposal out now?
Like I mentioned, kind of COCA holding on to control of this grant process. I mean, that's an issue that's come up over the last several years. Now, you bookend with that with Visit Tallahassee having these noticeable large ticket wins that are very easy to quantify, right? The cross-country world tour, Alabama Shakes, Savannah Bananas, right? You bring those to the table, and it seems to be that success has caused this question and shifting in a different direction to emerge.
Mm-hmm.
However, and where a lot of the heart of this is at is the fight between the different directions and the different goals of how these organizations function. So I think that in a lot of ways that it caused that question to be raised, but that question being raised has caused a lot more question education about a lot of the lesser visible, but a lot more multitude across the community impact that COCA has. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of during the meeting after hearing from all these different arts groups in town, why commissioners decided that they needed more information, more time to go over this.
Yeah. So Commission Chair Christian Caban brought this issue to the agenda. Mm-hmm. And after listening to hours of public comment and colorful discussion among commissioners, he had this to say.
This is such an important conversation. It's clear that this is a very important topic to dozens of organizations, large handful of individuals. And let me say thank you to all the speakers who spoke today. Most speakers were very respectful. I appreciate the decorum. I know it's here at 7:20 at night, and we still have so many people in the chamber, so thank you. And those who did not maintain proper decorum, thank you also for trying, and thank you for being here. I know that this is an important issue. I think that this demands a workshop. We're talking $2 million of Leon County tourism budget?
Yeah, it certainly was a very colorful public comment period. I mean, you saw a gentleman who's in a barbershop quartet sing why he thinks that they should keep the funding with COCA.
Good afternoon. I'm Robbie Brunger. I'm representing the Capitol Cordsmen of Tallahassee. We are a barbershop harmony chorus celebrating our 60th year in Tallahassee this year, and we recently opened our ranks to women. So if you want to talk about those things with me later, please do. But what I want to say today, right now, is this. COCA staff is all in a stew. Commissioners are unsure what to do. But we, for our part, represent local art. We recommend vote option 2.
You saw several people expressing a lot of anger and frustration with it. And that high emotions, even after Caban made that comment, there's some on the commission that want it to clearly remain with Coke, and we're very passionate about it. Specifically, the most staunch advocates for it were Leon County Commissioners David O'Keefe and Rick Miner. David O'Keefe got really heated about wanting to make sure that this funding stays with COCA.
Gotcha, yeah.
And Rick Miner also, you know, he expressed a lot of the same concerns about wanting to support and maintain the good work that COCA currently does.
Yeah. And we're not going to get into the weeds like there was option 1, option 2, what do we do with this workshop? But ultimately, they're going to just discuss it and try to figure out what comes next at this workshop.
Yeah, and absolutely. At this point, we don't know what's going to happen at this workshop. We don't know if they're going to come back with COCA keeps it, but it has to bring these different metrics and have these different checks that we as on the county can ensure. They could go forward and give the money to Visit Tallahassee anyway.
Yeah.
It's worth noting that this workshop's on June 16th. There's, unlike the long public comment period during the commission meeting, workshops generally don't have public comment because they're going to the nitty-gritty, getting a lot of information and coming up with some directions they want to go. Because of that, that conversation that they'll take place in whatever a direction they start moving in, or whatever additional information they want after that workshop before a meeting, they'll likely have another meeting before they formally vote on and officially approve a direction they're going to move in. So although that June 16th meeting will give a lot of clarity about the direction that they want to go, likely a final decision won't be made, at least for a while.
Yeah. Well, Tristan, thank you very much for covering this story, and we'll be watching.
Thanks for having me on, and I certainly will be watching.